Zad Krisis Baradali Mishma Gimel Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Rabbi Shimon Omer Lunechoku Adover Shahu Mishum Shem Echod Shahu Chai. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon said, the machlokes that we had in the previous mission between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, such a case that you know you did an issue but you don't know which issue that you did. That machlokes is not referring to such a case that you know that you did an issue or Mishem Echod. Just you don't know how you did the issue. For example, you had two wives that were both nidos in the house. And you know for sure that you were boil one of them, just you don't know which one. So you know for sure that you were over an Isser of boil neither. Just you don't know which wife you were boil. That's called an Isser Mishem Echad. Both wives are offered to you Mishum Nida. In such a case, even Rabbi Shur would agree that you're Chayav Echad, since you know for sure that you were over the Isser of boil neither. Ba'aman Nechaku. So what is the Machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Al Dabar Shehu Mishum Shnei Shemot. Shehu Rabbi Eliezer Mechayav Chatos. Rabbi Yeshua Paitu. That you don't know which Isser you did in such a case, that the two Isurim that you're Masuk with, which one you did, are Mishnei Shemet, they're two separate Isurim entirely. For example, Ishto Nida, Vachoso, Imo, Vabayas. One is also Mishum Nida, and one is also Mishum Achoso. These are two Shemos, two separate Isurim, and you don't know which Isser that you did. That's the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Then in such a case, Rabbi Eliezer is Machayev Echatas, since you know for sure you did an Isser that is Machayev Echatas, even though you don't know which issue you did, and Rabbi Yeshua Patras in such a case, as according to Rabbi Yeshua, you only bring a chatzis if you know exactly which issue you did. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Afilun is gavin lelaki te'enin, velikate anav. Rabbi Yehuda said, Machokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, is even in such a case that you intended to be melake, to gather up and to uproot from the ground, te'enin, and afterwards be melake anav. And by mistake, you did it in the opposite order, your melake, you pulled out from the ground anav. And only after that, the te'enet. In such a case, also there's Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Anavim velikate te'enet, schoirais velikate levonos, levonos velikate schoirais. Or you intended to uproot from the ground grapes, and afterwards te'enet, and you ended up doing it the opposite order. You did the te'enet first, and then the anavim. Or you intended to pull out from the ground schoirais black anavim first, and only after that, the white anavim. And you by mistake did it in the opposite order. You pulled out the white anavim, and only after that the schoirais, or vice versa. You intended to pull out the white anavim from the ground, and only after that the black anavim, and you ended up doing it in the opposite order. You pulled out the black anavim, and only after that the white anavim. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Paitur. In such a case also, there's the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Eliezer is Mechayev Chatos, and Rabbi Yeshua is Paitur. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even though you didn't end up doing it in the same order that you intended to do, but since you intended to pull out both of them, just you did it in the wrong order, that's called doing a melacha b'miskaven with intention, and since you're over on the Isser of being melakin anavim on Shabbos, you have to bring a chatos. While Rabbi Yeshua and according to Rabbi Yeshua, this is called misasik. In other words, even though you did a melacha on Shabbos, and you intended to do melacha on Shabbos, but you didn't do the melacha the way you wanted, that's called misasek, that you wanted to do one thing and you did the other. This is a tour of melechet machshavet, because the Torah is only mechayev you for melacha on Shabbos if you did it the way you wanted, you did a melechet machshavet. So in this case, since you did it in the opposite order, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is no chiyav chatos for being melake danavim on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, tama aniyim yiftar bar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda said, I find it very perplexing that Rabbi Yeshua would potter in such a case, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should be chayav in this case, since you intended to pull out both of them, even though you did it in the wrong order. And the mission responds to the Tamiya of Rabbi Yehuda, and the mission asks, Im kein lama nemar asher chata ba? What is the Tamiya of Rabbi Yehuda? How does he understand the pasuk that says, asher chata ba? As the pasuk is mashma, then in order to be chayav achatas, you have to do the malacha b'miskavim, to do it with intention. And over here, even though you plan on pulling out both of them, but you didn't do it with intention, as you did it in the wrong order that you planned on doing it. And the Mishnah answers, Prat lemisatik Rabbi Yehuda also understands the pasuk asher chataba, but he understands that it's coming to exclude misasik, somebody who didn't intend to do the malacha at all. That's the case of misasik, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is that you thought the anavim were already pulled out from the ground, just you wanted to pick it up from the ground after you thought it was already pulled out, which is mutter on Shabbos. It's only after on Shabbos to actually rip it from the ground. And then when you went to pick it up, you realized that you were pulling it from the ground. You did so without intention. That's called mitzasek. In such a case, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that your pasuk, just in this case, since you plan on pulling it out from the ground, just you did it in the wrong order, that's not called mitzasek according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that would not be excluded from the pasuk of Asher Chatabat. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be chayev in such a case, even though you pulled it out in the wrong order. Just a crisis for a hey, Mishnah Aleph, Dam Shechita Bebehema Bechaya Uva Ofa. Beit Meim Ubein Tehor. The dam that comes out during Shechita Bebehema Chaya Rof, whether the Behema Chaya Rof is Tameh and Usher to eat, or whether the Behema Chaya Rof is Tar and Mutter to eat, in either case, there's a Chiyav Karis for drinking the dam. Dam Nechira, or the dam that comes out when you're Neuchar Behema, when you take a knife and you poke at the neck of the Behema, the dam that comes out, it is also to drink, and there's a Chiyav Karis. The dam Iker, the dam that comes out when you rip out the Simanim, but the behemoth of the pipe in the neck, that also is also to drink. The dam hakaza shanefesh yotzevo chayavim olav. And so too, the dam hakaza, the dam that comes out when you let dam from the behemoth, that dam which in nefesh is yotzevo, which causes the behemoth to die, you chayav kares for drinking that dam. Now what's called dam shanefesh yotzevo? When you let dam from the behemoth, the dam first comes out slowly and then starts streaming out bekoach. When it starts streaming out bekoach, that's called dam shanefesh yotzevo. That's the dam that you're chayav karis for. And after a lot of dam comes out, it starts coming out more slowly and dripping out. The hem is already starting to die. The dam that just drips out at the end is not called dam shanefesh yotzevo. And there's no chayav karis for drinking that dam. And so too, by the other thing that we mentioned, by shechita, nechira, and ikar, you only chayav for dam shanefesh yotzevo when the dam is streaming out the koach. That's the dam that you're chayav karis for. Dam hatochel, the blood that you find in the spleen of the behemoth. V'dam ha-lev, the blood that is nivla, that is soaked into the lev of the behemoth. This is called dam ha-evar. It's dam that is soaked into an aver of a behemoth. You're not chayav for. You're only chayav for dam that comes out from the aver, not the dam that's still inside the aver. You're not chayav kares for that dam. But the dam that is found in the halal of the lev, in the hollow of the lev, you are chayav kares for that dam. As the dam got into the halal ha-lev, b'shas shechita, when the behemoth takes a deep breath, blood gets into the halal halev, that is called dam shenefesh yotzevo, and you are chayav kares for that dam. That dam is not called dam ha'evar, dam basin, blood that is found in eggs. Dam dogim, dam hagavim, blood of fish and of grasshoppers. Dam hatamsis, blood that comes out slowly in the beginning of shechita, or at the end of shechita, that's not dam shenefesh yotzevo, and chayavin aleim. There is no chiyav kares for these dam that we mentioned here. The reason being is that the pasuk says that you only chayav for dam hanefesh. As the pasuk says, ki nefesh kol basar damo hu kol oichlov hu kares. The only chiyav kares is when you drink dam hanefesh. So therefore, for dam atamsis, or dam that is nivla in the aver of the behemoth, that's not called dam hanefesh, and therefore there is no chiyav kares. But there is a lav for drinking dam that's not dam hanefesh, as the pasuk says, but kol dam lo tochel, and that includes even dam hatamsis, even dam that is nivla in the evarim, or dam that comes out slowly that doesn't stream out the koach, you would get malchus for drinking that dam. Now dam basin, blood that is found in eggs, is only usher durabonim. And dam dogim and dam chagavim, you could drink even lachachila, but when you drink dam dogim, you have to make sure there are scales inside the dam. So people should not think you're drinking dam that is usher, but when they see scales inside the dam, they'll know that the dam is dam dogim and is mutter to drink. Now, dam shratim doesn't have a specific isser of dam, but you can't drink the dam shratim as it's considered part of the sheretz, and the sheretz is usher to eat. So if you drink it, the dais words of dam sheretz, you get malchus for ochel sheretz. Now, dam ha'adam, dam that comes from a person, wants to separate itself from the person, it's usher mirabanim to drink that dam. Rabbi Huda machayev b'dam tamsis. Rabbi Huda is machayev kar for dam tamsis, according to Rabbi Huda. You're chayav for dam, even though it's not dam shanefesh yotzevo, even though it's not the dam that streamed out, koach, even so, there's a chiyav kares, according to Rabbi Yehuda.